Hey, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Sometimes I forget how high it is up here. Well, my name is Gabe, and I know that your English is going to improve today. You know, it really is a great view standing up here outside the studio. Do you know of any amazing views? What do you really like to look at? Have you ever been to Yosemite, and maybe you've stood at the top of Half Dome? That can be kind of scary, too. Or maybe you went on a free fall ride in an amusement park. Yes, you wait till you get to the very top, and then you just drop to the ground. At a free fall ride, that can be an amazing view as well. Or what about under the water? It can be a great time to see animals and sea creatures. There are views from on top of the water as well. The name of our lesson is Views from the Water. And here's a question for you. Where can you pitch a tent? We're learning about views from the water and also this question, where can you pitch a tent? Can you pitch a tent on the water somewhere? You're going to find out. So open up your magazine and let's get started.
Views from the Water. Alaska Marine Highway System. Though many cities host eye-catching ferry rides, other locations provide water journeys of a much greater scope. Covering more than 3,500 miles, the Alaska Marine Highway System stretches along the Pacific coast from northern Washington to the Aleutian Islands. On this voyage, travelers can see wildlife, including whales and bears, the largest national forest in the U.S., and Alaska Native villages. While on the ferry, travelers can book a 2- or 4-person cabin or pitch a tent on one of the decks.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 marine 这个形容词 MAR 这个字根跟海有关系，所以 marine 在这里是指海运的或者是航海的。例如 All marine traffic in this area has been suspended due to the typhoon. 由于台风的缘故，这个区域所有海上航运都已经暂停。 Marine 也可以指海洋的，例如Rita majored in marine biology when she was in college. Rita 大学的时候主修海洋生物学。Marine 也可以当名词，意思是海军陆战队的士兵。例如 once a marine, always a marine. 一日陆战队，终身陆战队。接下来我们看的是 scope, 这个不可数名词。Scope 是指范围。例如 the research team decided to widen the scope of their field investigation.这个研究团队决定要扩大他们田野调查的范围，或者是 The teacher asked questions on our test that went beyond the scope of her lectures. 老师考试时问我们的问题超出了他上课的范围，或者是 We have to limit the scope of our discussion to topics related to our project. 我们得限制讨论的范围仅限于跟我们的计划相关的主题。
Thank you so much, Michelle. And before we start learning about this cool ferry ride, friends, did you find the answer to the question that I asked earlier? Okay. So if you remember, I asked a question about pitching a tent. Where can you pitch a tent?
Let me see. You can pitch a tent on one of the decks of the ferry, right?
Exactly.Which is kind of an interesting idea, is that you can just be on the deck of a ferry and have your tent out there. That's pretty cool. I don't usually think of pitching a tent on the deck of a ferry. I usually think of having a tent in the forest or something.
Right. Me too.
Yeah.
Typically, I think of pitching a tent when we're camping. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to talk more about pitching a tent later, but I say...We go to the beginning of this lesson to talk about Alaska Marine Highway System.
Uh-huh.
Though many cities host eye-catching ferry rides, other locations provide water journeys of a much greater scope.
And that idea there, a greater scope, is that you can get a lot more. You can see a lot more because the range is bigger. Okay? So covering more than 3,500 miles, the Alaska Marine Highway System stretches along the Pacific coast from northern Washington to the Aleutian Islands. So let's take a look at that word stretch. And when I think of stretching, usually I think of, you know, before I exercise, I need to stretch my muscles a little bit. Sorry, my shirt's a little short.
Right. Okay, Gabe. I often think of stretching the way that you're stretching too. Mm-hmm. But in our lesson, it's not really referring to that.
Right, exactly. Here it's talking about something that goes for a long way or a long distance.
For example, you could say, the bike path, or, you know, there's this bike path really close to our office, and it stretches along the river for miles.
That's right, it does. It goes all the way down to Danshui.
Yeah, and then it goes the other direction, too. Mm-hmm. So it goes down to Danshui, or up to Danshui, and then the other direction. It stretches for a long while. Or you could also say the flat, grassy land stretches for miles, and this reminds me of the times that I've driven across country in the different states where the road just goes on and you see the grassy land stretches for miles.
Stretches for a long time, right? So we're learning about the Alaska Marine Highway System, and we've seen some pictures of maybe some smaller ferries, these smaller boats, but I've got to say this one does look a little bit bigger. Seems like it would be a fun experience to go on this ferry. We read, on this voyage, travelers can see wildlife, including whales and bears, the largest national forest in the U.S., and Alaska Native villages. Would you like to see one of these bears up close, Rebecca?
I would love to see one of these bears, but maybe not up close.
Yeah, I'm not sure how dangerous this kind is.
Yeah.
However, this is something that you could see. Bears are beautiful creatures. Now, we read on here, while on the ferry, travelers can book a 2- or 4-person cabin or pitch a tent on one of the decks. Now, I know what a tent is, but friends, have you ever used this phrase when learning about what to do with a tent? To pitch a tent means to set up your tent.
That's right. And of course, when we were younger, my family used to go camping quite often, and we used to have to pitch a tent, and one of my fondest memories was when I went camping with a few friends. We got to the campsite really late. It was probably about 10 or 10:30 at night, and we had to pitch the tent in the dark.
That's fun.
Yeah, and then it started raining shortly after we pitched the tent.
Ooh.
Yeah, not so fun.
Did it get inside your tent, rain?
Oh, you bet it got inside the tent.
Oh, man.
And we were soaking wet.
Well, maybe that was a good experience, and maybe you learned from your mistakes?
Yeah, because now I can share about it today.
All right. Well, it would be fun to pitch a tent on the front of a ferry, wouldn't it? But right now it's time for us to join the Info Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Carolyn, and this is Ken.
Hello, friends. Today, we'll look at some biblical allusions. Now, there are many of them in English.
There are. So, what are some things in the Bible that people often allude to, Ken?
Well, there's the Garden of Eden, which is the paradise God created for Adam and Eve. So, if a person finds delight, happiness, or bliss in a certain place, he might call it the Garden of Eden. Can you think of another example?
How about a giant warrior named Goliath? The Bible records him as being around 3 meters tall. In modern usage, Goliath is used as an allusion to very powerful people or things, such as a company. For example, you might hear about a neighborhood grocery store that just can't compete against a supermarket Goliath.
Okay, here's one more. the Good Samaritan. In the New Testament, there's a story of a man who is attacked by thieves and left at the side of a road. A passing Samaritan helps him by caring for him and taking him to an inn. A Good Samaritan now refers to anyone who freely helps others in their time of need.
And finally, Armageddon, which you might recall is the name of a popular movie. In the Bible, Armageddon is the site of an epic battle in the end time. Now, Armageddon refers to huge catastrophes, any great loss of life in battle, or the use of weapons of mass destruction.
Just as the movie tried to depict. 英文里头有许多的单字和片语都有圣经的典故, 像 The Garden of Eden, 就是创世纪所记载的伊甸园, 它所延伸出来的意思就是任何一个美好的地方。 Goliath, 哥利亚, 是被大卫所杀死的非利士族的巨人, 现在任何一个巨人或巨大的组织公司 都可以用Goliath这个名字来形容。 The Good Samaritan, 好撒玛利亚人, 是新约圣经中耶稣说的一个比喻, 讲的是一个人遭遇强盗打劫, 倒在路旁, 只有一个撒玛利亚人路过的时候, 停下来帮助他, 为他包扎, 带他去就医。 现在, A Good Samaritan 就表示任何一个行善的人。 最后, Armageddon 出现在圣经的启示录。 这个字是指世界末日时的一场大战, 而现在任何大规模的战争或大的患难 都可以用Armageddon来形容。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次明天见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hi friends, where can you see wildlife like bears and whales and the largest national forest in the United States? That's right, the Alaska Marine Highway System. Well, where else can you have a good view from the water? Let's go to Norway.
Views from the water. Norwegian fjords. The nation of Norway is home to a host of well-known fjords, water passages connected to the sea that snake inland, watched over by towering cliffs. Travelers can view 1,800-meter snowy peaks and watch waterfalls cascade into the half-mile-wide waterways. Tours here can be enjoyed for just a few hours or for an 11-day round trip that treats visitors to mountain villages, farms, and monasteries. Each with its own set of sights and experiences, ferries share just one thing, a new angle to redefine your favorite places.
OK, 继续我们看 inland 这个副词, inland 是指往内陆地或者是在内陆地, 例如 the expedition team went inland and discovered an ancient underground city, 这个远征队往内陆前进发现了一个古代的地下城市, 或者是 the path led us inland to a beautiful valley, 这条小径引导我们往内陆走, 到达了一个美丽的山谷, inland 也可以当形容词, 例如, these inland tribes never associate with coastal ones. 这些内地的部落从来都不跟海边的部落打交道。 所以我们看cascade 这个动词, CAD 这个字根有落下的意思, 所以cascade 是指大量倾泻或者是像瀑布般落下。 例如, you can see water cascading down from the top of the cliff when you stand at the bottom of the waterfall. 如果你站在瀑布的下面，就会看到水从山崖上大量的倾泻而下。 Cascade 也可以当名词, 意思是瀑布或者是像瀑布状的事物。 例如, the shampoo commercial shows a cascade of golden hair falling down the back of the model. 洗发精广告中模特儿瀑布般的金发飘落在她的背上。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Now let's learn about the Norwegian fjords. Rebecca, I don't know about you,、mm-hmm. but I would love to go to Norway sometime, even if all I did there was to experience the fjords.
Of course, I would love to go to Norway as well.It would give me a new perspective on life. I feel like whenever you go somewhere new, that's what happens.
Well, exactly, especially if it's somewhere beautiful like this. Now, there are many fjords in Norway, about 1,190 fjords that you could pick from, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we read here, the nation of Norway is home to a host of well-known fjords. Before we continue,This phrase, a host of something, that means a large number of something or a lot of something.
So let's think of some other ways that you can use these words. Let's say you go to the zoo. You could say that there is a host of cool animals at the zoo. Or let's say that someone was offered a job,、mm-hmm. but this individual decided not to accept the job. You could say...There is a host of reasons that this individual did not accept the job he was offered.
All right, so he probably shared many reasons、mm-hmm. why he didn't want to accept the job. And we read here that Norway is home to a host of well-known or popular fjords, right? And what are fjords? They are water passages connected to the sea that snake inland watched over by towering cliffs. Now,A minute ago, you got a glimpse of what a fjord might look like. Let's see the full picture of what a fjord is. Imagine you're in one of these boats, just surrounded by water, and on either side of the river is towering cliffs, really high or tall cliffs.
There's just one word to describe this.
Which one?
Breathtaking. Just absolutely breathtaking and、
yes.
beautiful.Well, travelers can view 1,800-meter snowy peaks and watch waterfalls cascade into the half-mile-wide waterways. Hey, look at this, Gabe.、
Hmm?
Tours here can be enjoyed for just a few hours or for an 11-day round trip.
Rebecca?
Yeah?
How much money do you have?
Let me see. In my pocket?
I mean, on your credit card and your, you know, for, yeah?
I don't have any money in my pocket.
Yeah, maybe you can just do a tour for a few hours, Rebecca. 11 days might be kind of a lot. But it does look beautiful.
Well, guess what? This 11-day round trip treats visitors to mountain villages, farms, and even monasteries.
So you can see a lot, not just on the boat, but you can travel around a little bit.Well, let's go to the last paragraph of our lesson here. Each with its own set of sights and experiences, fairies share just one thing, a new angle to redefine your favorite places. That phrase, someone's own set of something, that's your own group of something.
Now, this reminds me, in my home, you know, I have two roommates, right?
Yes.
And each of us, we have our own set of slippers.So Steffi has her own set of slippers, I have my own set of slippers, and Sean has her own set of slippers.
Some people like to、carry their own set of chopsticks with them when they go to a restaurant to eat.
That's right. And at the baking camp, all of the participants will have their own set of supplies. It makes it so much more fun that way.、
Mm-hmm. You know, I also hear this phrase used to talk about problems.
Oh.
Yeah, for example...maybe one of your friends is dealing with something and you want to help, but really you have your own set of problems that you need to deal with right now, so you can't help your friend.
Great example, Gabe. In our lesson, each with its own sets, our own set of sights and experiences, fairies share one thing, a new angle to redefine your favorite place. Well, right now it's time for us to review today's lesson.With our review skit. Oh,
I need to take a ferry to the other side, but I'm a little nervous about boats.
Oh, no worries. I'm the captain of the ferry boat.
Oh, well, do you have a lot of experience?
I sure do. I started out on the New York Staten Island Ferry.
Oh, well, that's a very famous ferry.
Yes. The trip between Manhattan and Staten Island only takes 25 minutes.
What did you like most about that ferry?
It's free. And it gives passengers a fresh perspective of the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island.
Well, what other experience do you have?
Oh, I was captain of the Golden Horn Ferry.
Where does that ferry travel?
Ah, it ripples through the ancient city of Istanbul along the Bosphorus waterway.
How long is that trip?
Oh, only 20 minutes.
Huh.
But passengers can take six-hour tours. Both trips feature marks made on the city by 13 different civilizations.
Wow, very interesting.
I was also aboard the Star Ferry between Kowloon and Hong Kong Island.
I've heard about that ferry.
The sunsets are striking. The colors and the skyline are eye-catching.
It sounds really nice, but have you ever experienced longer journeys?
Oh, I sure have. The Alaska Marine Highway System. It provides a much greater scope. It covers more than 3,500 miles.
Whoa, now that's a lot of miles.
Oh, yes. From the Pacific coast to the Aleutian Islands, on that voyage you can see wildlife, including whales and bears.
Wow. Well, have you ever traveled to fjords?
Ah, yes. Norwegian fjords. I've traveled through water passages connected to the sea that snake inland. There you can see towering cliffs, snowy peaks, cascading waterfalls.
Wow, Captain, you really do have a lot of experience. Okay, I feel better. I'm ready to board the ferry now.
Okay, but not that way. My boat is over here. Can you help me get it into the water here?
What?
So, I mean, two amazing places. Would you rather go to Alaska or to Norway?
That is a very difficult question. Maybe I'd like to go to Alaska first, and then I'll go to Norway.
How much money do you have? What kind of salary do you have, Rebecca? That's pretty good.
I don't have any money in my pocket, sorry.
Right, you need to save up for that.
Yeah.
Friends, what about you? Where would you rather go? Which one of these ferries or boat trips would you like to take? Thanks for joining us today, and we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.